Bipolar. It was another day of drama. The pills she'd been on for the last 6 months did little to offset her anger, combativeness, random thoughts, or ever-shifting moods. He'd try harder not to upset her or give her something to get worked up about, but the truth was she didn't need him for that. Eight years and nothing had changed. She'd been like this before they met, and she'd be like this long after he was gone. A woman's beauty can easily be nullified by her anger. Likewise, a man's desire for her can be vanquished by the ongoing madness and combativeness she generates. Matt Sisk, you're on the verge. His heart couldn't be broken again, at least not by her. She'd shattered that organ time and again until only numbness remained. Day after day, his only peace was found in early morning solitude before she awoke. His eyes open, fully aware, fully awake. Soundlessly, he gets out of bed. He sidesteps the creaking floorboards like mine, strategically placed by her to give notice of his attempted departure. The living room lights burn night after night. He never turns them off, not for fear of darkness inside, but for those who might be lingering outdoors lurking in the shadows. The Watchers, as she called them. It was New Year's night. It'd be like any other night. Matt Sisk didn't drink alcohol and wasn't a party-go-lucky kind of guy. By the time he drank his third cup of coffee, it was 12:27 a.m. and the start of a new year. He hoped for things not accomplished in the previous year. He longed for mental stability and peace from her, but accepted the reality of what could never be. He was often alone in a room filled by two in the evenings. And when lovers should be enjoying their time with each other, her actions change daily, and what may have been important yesterday was more often than not forgotten today. The simple task of her cooking dinner seldom happened because it seemed an afterthought to her. It was something she'd leave up to him entirely. There'd been a time he had fixed her breakfast in bed almost every morning. He'd purchased elegant bedroom serving trays for the task. He had wanted to start her day off right. In the end, she'd accused him of trying to make her fat, so other men wouldn't look at her. That still hurt because his intentions were simply, here's a good breakfast, scrambled eggs topped with melted cheddar jack cheese and a dash of Bacchante, jalapeno sausage, fried potatoes, and half an orange. That all stopped when she'd hit him in the head with one of the serving trays. He had taken time out of his day to cook for her because he loved her. It was just that simple. Yet even that was misconstrued. Then there'd been the love book. Right after they'd been married, he had been at a bookstore to buy his new bride a Bible. Along with that purchase, and being an avid journal writer himself, he had a hardback journal engraved with their names and the date they had met. He called it the love book. He carried it to work and would make notes writing her. She, in turn, working the night shift, would make notes or write her feelings down. Matt liked the idea of having the book to pass down to their children someday, or just having it to glance over in the years to come. He thought it was a little thing to keep the spark in their marriage. But that's not what happened. Instead, she had gotten mad and said she didn't have much to say because they saw each other all the time. In the end, the love book was forgotten. She had stuck it in a drawer. A year later, he found it, read a few worthless pages, and then ripped it up and threw it away. So much for having a keepsake. That was just one of the many material belongings lost. The more damaging were friendships and a realization that she could not stay on track even with the simplest of chores, cooking, cleaning, keeping appointments, or taking her medication. Depression and suicidal thoughts were her constant friends, and try as he might, there was no keeping her out of these stages of mental anguish. She'd even confessed once of a demon telling her to kill him. He flinched as her alarm clock went off in the bedroom. It was the start of a new day of walking tenderly on cracked eggshells. Thank you for listening to my story, Bipolar. Sadly, in life, there is truth in fiction. Have a good day. Thanks. Bye.